Silence of the heart. I become more and more in touch with silence. But what is it? Generally, we think of silence as the absence of noise. But what do you actually hear when there is no noise? You may hear your heartbeat, or rustling leaves, or subtle sounds that you usually do not perceive. Some may hear a primordial sound, an Ura sound, as is said in the Vedas. This is Om, the very first eternal vibration, from which all sounds are born and all creation arises. Silence itself cannot be perceived. You are silence. The silence that you are is a borderless heart, all-encompassing and all-pervading. This silence is the mystical beloved, revealing itself as peace, as freedom, as grace, the moment you no longer waver. Is there a path to silence? The path to silence is any path that brings you to your heart. All spiritual ways lead eventually to silence, as each one takes you home. True silence cannot be attained. It is always present. True silence will reveal itself to you when you no longer insist on defining and reasoning, when you are receptive and willing to listen inwardly. When the mind is stilled and unwavering trust brings you to surrender, you will hear the language of silence, the wordless secret speaking loudly to you. And then you see that there is no path, that you have never set foot anywhere, that you have never left home. And then you see that the arduous way travelled was the journey from mind to heart, from ignorance to wisdom, from battle to peace, from I to thou. What was your way? Advaita Vedanta was my first love. My master was a disciple of the Indian master, Nisargadatta. The moment our eyes met, I saw home for the very first time. I realized he was living that, what I had been longing for all my life. Without any hesitation, I threw myself into the fire of his wisdom and guidance. I attended all his satsangs for a decade and passionately read non-dual books, insatiably drinking in the teachings. Later, my journey took me to many masters worldwide, and I spent several winters attending satsang with Punjaji in India. How was it for you to be with him? What a lion! His satsangs had a powerful and very joyful intensity. I feel very grateful that I could be with him for a long time. Papaji loved cricket and would even sometimes cancel a satsang when there was an important match on television. This spontaneous naturalness shone throughout his life and was a great teaching. While I was with him, however, I could not get past the concept of the observer. Even in the midst of the most ecstatic experience, the notion of the observer was still there, one who was perceiving the experience. Only later with Shantimai, that what sees, the seeing, and what is seen, fell together. So after Punjaji, you met Shantimai. I sat for many years silently at her feet, bathing in the light of her presence, with my heart on fire. Little by little, willingness and surrender became unconditional in me, and all expectations faded away. Eventually, the moment came when time itself disappeared. My being was flooded with sublime grace, light, and peace. I was no more. Consciousness had become aware of itself. The path travelled was no more, as were the teachings and my entire past. At last, the phoenix could rise out of the ashes. What does that mean? Home. Peace. Flying freely with wings made of light. You say that Advaita Vedanta was your first love. What is its essence? To no longer identify with what you think and experience. What you are is undefined and unconditional. Your body, senses, or thinking can never affect the very essence of your existence. An untouchable, perfect truth, belonging to nobody. This is what you need to realize. It seems that there are many paths. There are as many paths as people walking them. The very best path is the one that serves your awakening best. Some people are naturally devotional. Some flourish in serving. Others have a great capacity to discriminate. And others simply surrender. Nowadays, many are also exploring their journey, aided by medicinal plants such as ayahuasca. But any path can serve you. When you mature, you see that your very life is the ultimate path. Whatever is arising in you is your path. The more honest you dare to be, the more clearly you will hear the wake-up call in moments of friction. You will hear it sounding in moments of control and manipulation, and in feelings of pride or attachment. This is the moment to let go and bow to the will of existence. This moment you can choose to be grateful or complain, to honor your empty hands or your tight fists, to serve truth or illusion. In increasing trust, you move along your path. You come to acknowledge that whatever you perceive is illusionary. You see that all that exists is inherently empty. It is void of substance. You simply let go of your ideas and surrender to what your heart has always known, knowingless truth. Void of substance. Everything that happens is appearing and disappearing, and empty in its infinite essence. Emptiness is rootless, impermanent, non-dwelling, non-abiding. Allow this vacancy. Do not fill it up, nor define it. Give yourself to emptiness and dissolve in its expanse. Here, more subtle than space, your true identity, formless, nameless, Parabrahman. Verily, this intimate surrender is the only true offering of oneself. Is it not old-fashioned to be with a guru? These days, many people claim that the guidance of a guru is no longer necessary. But why would you resist the loving and at the same time confronting guidance of a master? Why wouldn't you want to look in this empty mirror? When you receive and trust the guru, you will be guided and, with a soft yet firm hand, led along the cliffs of fear, confusion, and conceptualized teachings. Many do not realize that when you are your own teacher, you will be taught by your ego. Can you see for yourself? Your maneuvers away from being profoundly touched? Do you allow yourself to be disturbed in your comfortable habits? Can you see your blind spots? It is certainly true that one can see into the nature of existence quite deeply by reading books, self-inquiry, and meditation. But awakening is so subtle and so total. Is there enough urgency in you to bring the journey to resolution without needing to protect anything? The whole journey is just building momentum for the very last step. It is only this last step that brings you home. And this very last step is seldom made. In this last step, instilled aloneness, all knowledge, all insight, and all sense of I will be erased. In this timeless moment, peace will overwhelm you. forever. How do I know if I am ready for the last step? There are no steps. There is no next step. There is no last step. There is only what is. And you are prior to whatever seems to be. So this is the absolute self that I am. Where does this I sense come from? From where does it emanate? Be very still and see with a deeply introverted mind into its source. Is being with a master a silent path? In the deepest sense, yes. However, it takes a very refined and mature soul that has the capacity to receive the all-pervading, silent teaching. The blessing of the silent teaching lies hidden, as in lucid dreams that initiate you into more subtle realms. It is also hidden in the gestures, the touch, in the very presence of the master. The path that one goes is the path of refining the capacity to receive. You open beyond any limit to receive the totality of life, wherein you experience everything, wherein you no more place anything in between, wherein you resist nothing. Do we need places of stillness like ashrams for self-realization? Self-realization knows no conditions. How I have craved for silence, how I have longed to live in an ashram or a monastery. How much I thought this would be necessary for my awakening. I wanted nothing but silence, nothing but sitting in silence with my master forever. I never got it. Whenever we were together, even at the ashram, there was always noise, construction being done, machines, music and chatter. This intense desire for silence has never been fulfilled. But eventually, it simply dissolved. What came was a replete peace in the realizing of always present perfection. How exquisite! It is not the fulfillment of desires that sets free. It is the realization that freedom is free of desire. I live in a city where it is never silent. Real silence pervades all sound. Real silence is nowhere not and can even be found in the midst of battle. And yet, places of silence can nourish so deeply, like nature, a church or a temple. Charge yourself in places of stillness. Rest and drink from stillness. In this way, you recall yourself time and again to your true nature, the ultimate place of silence. The undividable self that you are. Often, I experience a deep silence. You are hearing the voice of truth. Allow this to be a pointer and an encouragement, but realize that all what you experience is a movement, a process. You are not what you experience. You are the unexperienceable, silent constant. Do people from Western cultures need another approach to those from Eastern cultures? What is the difference between East and West? People are people. Smart people, dull people, tall people, rich people, complaining, joyful or pushy people, brown, white or black people. All need food, shelter, education, and a supportive, loving environment. Sadly, worldwide, only a handful are supplied with these basic necessities. Millions live their lives toiling just to get food for the day, living in a violent environment. This is something we should take in, especially if we have the tendency to complain and are negative amidst all our material luxury and comfort. What do we really need? I see on television what I seem to need. I see it on the high street and on social media. We are constantly running after needs, restless urges that are covering up our longing for love and happiness, and avoiding fear and discomfort. Some acknowledge that riches, success, or status are not really fulfilling, and start searching for meaning and even spiritual guidance. However, when coming to a master, one still has the same pattern of longing and avoiding in place. You imagine knowing what you need and what is good for you, but you don't. Waver no longer. Offer trust to your teacher and allow the diamond being that you are to be polished more and more fine. The master cunningly pushes you into unknown territory, beyond all strategies based on fear and desire. And it is here where you find what you need most. It is here where you find what you have always been. Love. Love is the great healer, fulfilled in itself. Sublime love, ever silently abiding in your heart. Be still and surrender.